Warren Davies joins me now, farmer and mental health expert. Warren, hello.
G'day, how you going?
Very well, mate. One third of our women live in rural, regional or remote areas, and they're often the hidden economic drivers of their community. Do tell.
Yeah, look, I'm lucky as a speaker and mental health advocate, travelling around the country, you know, like through rural communities, which is my focus, and work with a lot of women across Australia in those communities, and they're often the driving forces, the ones that are building the networks. And, and I think the perception of, particularly in rural areas, as the woman's just the farmer's wife is long gone now. And, they're business leaders, community leaders, and, business professionals in their own right. And I think they, need to be recognised and have that support.
So what sort of areas are you saying they need more support in?
Well, look, I just actually last week spoke on the Gold Coast at the Summer Grains Conference, and one of the things that was pointed out, I spoke at a Women's in Ag lunch at that conference, and one of the things that was pointed out is that, women are a lost resource in these communities, like when they start a family and, they study for years and become, the business professional or support service like an agronomist or the like in their community, and then they want to have a family, they're kind of lost to that community and to that service because childcare and that aren't built into their workplace.
Yeah, okay, so it's about practical integration, allowing for women to go and have families, have babies, but then to be able to come back in because, as you say, they're a wasted resource otherwise.
Yeah, like there's, a lot of the women that I'm lucky enough to get to work with, like I say, are those driving forces of that community, whether they're organising the events that I go to speak at, or they're supporting, farm businesses or themselves, are the driver of that farm business or the farmer on that business. They, they're just the lack of support to be able to continue in their chosen field is, one, a shame because they're lost to the industry, but two, it's a wasted resource, I think.
Talking to Warren Davies, farmer and mental health expert, talking about supporting female entrepreneurs in the bush. All right, so we had the pandemic and many skilled female entrepreneurs moved out of the cities. They came to the rural and regional areas for a better work-life balance. Do you think a lot of them got a shock about how much it's under-resourced?
I think moving from capital cities into regional communities, I think, obviously there's a sea change or a tree change involved in that, but moving into those communities, I think one of the things that the women that I talk to recognise is that lack of support, and so they're starting to build those networks, but obviously there's professional services that are lacking in those communities as well, and if that's not their line of work, they find that service is lacking. So they, but they start building their own networks and need, that to be recognised and supported along the way because, without, community leaders in our rural communities will slowly, fade away.
Absolutely. And necessity is the mother of all invention. And so if it's not being done, we'll build it. So tell me, are they telling you that technology is bridging some of these gaps, i.e. you can have teleconferences, you can use internet, video, Skype, Zoom, all that sort of thing?
Yeah, look, I think one of the biggest lessons we all learnt through COVID, and especially in the southern states where I'm from, teleconferencing and Zoom meetings and all that, bridge that gap. But I don't think especially isolation in our rural communities is a big challenge, as in social isolation, as not as in physical isolation. So that social contact is really important as well. So I think we all learnt that as well during COVID, that teleconferencing and Zoom calls don't kind of cut the mustard when you're searching for that that face-to-face contact, but it does bridge the gaps, and it allows them to conduct their business and grow their business, but at the same time, that face-to-face stuff is also really important.
Well, we've only scratched the surface. I appreciate your time, Warren, and yes, it is a big hill to climb, but women are resilient, particularly there's something in the female entrepreneur in the bush that is to be admired. I appreciate your time to highlight that, and I'm sure that it'll get a few tongues wagging for those that are having a listen in.
Thanks, Glenn. That's, I much appreciate your time.
Good stuff. You too, mate. That's Warren Davies, farmer and mental health expert. Discuss.